Welcome to Grace in the Shadows. This is Dr. Marla Beeler and
Dr. J.
Dr. Jonathan Beeler. Well, hello, everybody. Hope you are doing well today. We'd like to give a quick shout out to Moravian Falls,
North Carolina. We used to live there years ago.
We did years ago. And the kids, when they talk about it, they call it the old world.
Old world.
Yes. All right. You can check us out at graceintheshadows.org. You can text or call 251-244-4645. Or you can email us at drjonathan@graceintheshadows.org.
Why did the orange stop halfway across the road?
I don't know why.
It ran out of juice.
Okay. These get worse.
Okay, I got a better one.
Okay.
Why did the Oreo go to the dentist?
I don't know why.
It lost its filling.
Ooh. I like Oreos.
I like the inside.
Don't eat them anymore now.
I used to make cereal out of them. Just
did
chop
really?
Them, mesh them up, and milk and.
Did you eat the filling before you did that, or did you do it all together?
I ate the filling before.
Are you a dunker?
I'm a dunker.
Dunker, yeah. We don't really eat them much anymore because of the bad sugar, but that's okay. Did you like the double stuffed ones?
I like the double stuffed ones.
Yeah, so good. All right, we have to talk about something.
Our dog yelped.
Yes.
Several podcasts back.
Yes.
And I want to report he is okay. he's okay.
He's okay.
But
he's a clumsy dog.
He's a stinker.
He's a clumsy dog,
he
too.
He is mischievous, and he was under our chair when we moved, and he went, arr!
Yeah.
And you probably heard it at the end.
You probably
want
did.
To,
yeah. He is okay. We have not, no animals have been harmed.
No.
In the recording of these podcasts.
He's very much okay.
He is a baby. He is a baby. You just absolutely just knock him just a little bit and he... All right. So what's our topic today?
You got history, don't you?
Oh, I do have history.
You got some history information?
Yes,
you wanted to go straight into the...
I was ready. All right. Today is April the 24th. And in 1800, on this day, the Library of Congress was established.
Yes.
Have you been to the Library of Congress?
I have.
I went by it, but I haven't been in. No. In 1915, the Turks began deportation of Armenians that led to the massacre of between 600,000 and 1.5 million Armenians.
And this is, we've been to Armenia several times, and we've got many Armenia brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yeah.
And this should be a genocide. It is a genocide, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely. Awful. Horrific.
I agree. Also, on this day in 1953, Winston Churchill was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II.
Wow, that's special.
Mm-hmm. And then finally, in 1990, the Shuttle Discovery blasted off with the Hubble Space Telescope.
That's sweet.
That is pretty cool. All right, now what's our topic today?
We're looking at Jesus being deity, being God.
Right.
And one of the other points of him being God is his power over disease.
True.
And so we're going to talk about that today in Matthew chapter 8, 1-4.
All right. Well, they want me to read that, don't you?
Go ahead.
Okay. When Jesus came from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately, he was cleansed of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you don't tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them."
So the miracles of nature, we see Jesus performing many miracles, walking on water, calming storms, feeding thousands of people with a small amount of food. And this all demonstrates his power and the characteristics of God. And so this one here that you read is power over disease, specifically something called leprosy.
Yes.
And lepers, not leopards.
Not leopard.
You know,
not
lepers.
Spots. Yep.
And Gentiles, children, and women were considered outcasts with many religious Jews.
Absolutely.
So the leper described here had somehow learned about Jesus. Trusted his ability to heal. Maybe he heard it from the Beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount.
Right.
And he realized he wanted to request Jesus to heal him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he knew he was sick. Jesus said, "I did not come for the well, the healthy, but for the sick."
That's right.
You know, and so this man knew to come to Jesus.
Love it.
So the leprosy, a little bit of background with leprosy. Leprosy has always been a dreadful disease.
Yes.
And it affects the entire body. It's roots down into the blood system and circulatory system. And it progresses. Fingers fall off, ears, eyelashes, and noses disappear. Hands, feet slowly rot away.
It basically just eats away at your flesh.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it kills the nerves. They don't usually feel it.
Wow. That's tough.
And you just have a lot of stumps, like where people's fingers used to be. And
that's so sad.
I've been able to go to a leper colony. A lot of people, there is a cure for leprosy, but some places still have lepers.
Okay.
And we preached there and ministered. And
where were you?
In India.
Okay.
In India, you know, even though they have a cure, they don't utilize it with these people. Well, Hinduism relies on a caste system.
Correct.
Which most of India goes by the caste system.
Right.
So if you're rich and everything's good, you know, you were considered that, you know, you've worked through your karma and you're working up on the caste system.
Okay.
But if you're poor and you're sick and you're suffering, then you're working out your karma from your last life.
Wow.
But you don't know what you did in order to work it out. And you're suffering and they let you suffer because you're working out your karma. Because
they don't want to mess up what's going on. Oh, my. That's kind of evil.
It's demonic.
It is. That's awful. Demonic. So they have a cure, but they won't cure them because they're in limbo. Wow.
Yes.
Sad.
And they tend to emit unpleasant odors, you know, from ulcerated skin. And it's very, very sad, very putrid.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure.
And according to Mosaic law, Leviticus 13:45, a leper had to go with rent clothes and messed up hair, and he'd cry, "Unclean, unclean!" Mm. And the Jewish rabbis also required a certain distance, the 6 feet. You had to be within 6 feet of a leper.
Right.
And if the wind's blowing, you had to be even further.
Wow. Okay.
And so they were probably very lonely people.
I'm sure they were. And they had like leper colonies and such, right?
And, you know, we rely on hugs and touch.
Yes.
We don't realize that, but they could.
That's so sad. That's so sad.
They didn't have that closeness of personal relationships. They were constantly being pushed away, not really because people wouldn't touch them.
Yeah.
And they were basically saying, "I am a loser society."
Right.
And, you know, and they really were perceived that way.
That's really sad. Mm.
So this specific leper does recognize he's totally hopeless and helpless.
It took a lot of faith for him to actually approach Jesus, because Jesus could have just like turned his back on him and ran him off.
Jesus was Jewish.
Right.
And he was a rabbi.
Yeah.
Teacher.
Yeah. So he was basically going against the law by even talking to him, really, wasn't he?
Correct.
Yeah.
He wrote the law.
Right.
And the Jews made up a lot of laws that weren't really original laws.
True.
So, I mean, Jesus could technically, very, very technically, could have, but just speaking a word, he could have healed him.
True.
But instead, he reached out his hand and touched the man's putrid skin.
And that, according to the Jewish law, would make Jesus unclean by touching him.
It would.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it really took a lot of grace to really put your arm around a filthy, smelly leper.
I'm sure.
But isn't that kind of what our society, what kind of lepers do we have in our society?
Yeah. Oh, all kinds. People that don't realize that they're lepers, people that are living for themselves and living for the world and health, wealth, and all that. Those are lepers, I feel. You know, they're building themselves up and pushing others away.
I would even say that those people, the health, wealth people, are more like the Jews.
Well, that is true.
They're the ones who say that.
Yeah.
Lepers did it to themselves and they lacked
faith. True, which is sad.
I think that the people of our society that are lepers are the ones with AIDS.
True.
The ones that are addicts.
Right.
The ones that are in deep sin.
Yeah.
The ones that are outcasts, the gangsters.
Homeless.
The homeless. These people are the ones that we as Christians need to touch.
Right.
Ultimately share Jesus, the ultimate
Absolutely.
Position with.
Definitely.
Leprosy is a type of sin in a sense.
True.
Because sin kind of does that to us.
It does. It eats away at us.
It numbs us.
It does. Right.
It sensitizes us.
Yeah, it does.
And it stinks.
And you can see that in society today with the, we look at old shows and then we look at shows now and you just see the nastiness, putrid, that's being shown and seen in the television and movies and music. And just, you see it's infiltrated. This putrid nastiness has infiltrated society.
And I think when we see our society like this, whether it's the media, even within music, mm-hmm. sports,
right.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
We must show and speak the gospel.
Yes.
The good news. Be yeah. light in darkness.
We're commanded to, yes.
So that people know they can cry out to the lighthouse mm-hmm. of Jesus Christ. The
Amen.
Bomb.
Right.
Yeah. What's your thoughts? Anything you want to add?
No, it's just, I will admit when you went to India and I heard you were going to go to the leper colony, I was a little worried, a little concerned. You weren't because you knew God had led you and was protecting you. But just basically from the stories in the Bible and things like that, thinking about how it was viewed in the Bible, I guess I was viewing it that way when you went there. But God really used you and your team to minister to those people.
He did. I was kind of nervous too.
Yeah.
And when I came back, I think I had a cold or something.
Oh, you were sick. Yeah.
And the doctor, it was a nurse practitioner.
Right.
And she asked me, what's going on? I have
right.
congestion.
Yeah, yeah.
I have been to India and I went to a leper colony. She turned pale.
Yeah.
Oh, she turned pale. I didn't mean to scare her.
Backed away.
Yeah. She was good.
Yeah, she was. She took care of you.
But yeah, this was a short one.
Yeah.
But I think what we see through this is Jesus does not go to the ones that are righteous, that think
right.
they're righteous.
Right.
He goes to the outcast. He goes to the broken. He goes to the hurt.
Yes.
He goes to the sick.
Yes.
Because he truly can mm-hmm. take a mess, turn to a message for his glory, for your good.
Absolutely. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great day. Goodbye.